Welcome to the Crittenden Press Online Basketball Podcast. Today we have with us Coach Shannon Hodge, and she's going to reflect on what has been the first three quarters of the season and take a look at what's left in the last quarter of the regular season and on into the 5th District playoffs. Coach Hodge, your girls are 2-15, but you're coming off of a pretty good Class A tournament showing. I know you're proud of the way they played in that, won the first game over Dawson Springs, and then played University Heights, one of the best teams in the region, for that matter, to a very close game for much of the semifinal round. So tell us a little bit about what you feel at this point with the last quarter of the regular season coming up, and what can we expect?
Well, I'm very proud of the kids and the way that they've stuck with things this season. It's been a trying time for all with, expectations of the season as far as repeating things from last year, I think. But, we've tried real hard not to make comparisons. You have to go with each year with what team you have. And the kids, I feel like, have played hard, weathered through some tough times. And right now, we've been playing better. We're finally, I think, establishing a little bit of an identity. I think the kids are figuring out roles and things that they can do and how they can contribute to our team, and we're just beginning to find a little bit of a rhythm. And you would like to think that this is the way we could have been to start the season, but the goal would be to improve as you go, and I think that's what we've done, and I think that we'll continue to do so this last month or so of the season. And expectations now are just to not take steps backwards and to keep going forward, and you play your season to be ready for postseason, and hopefully we'll be playing our best ball at that time.
Of course, we only have three home games left. We have Paducah-Tillman, I think, next Friday?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday night, and then that following Tuesday we have Heath at home, and then Dawson Springs on February 3rd, which will be the homecoming, senior night for your only senior,
right,
Mary,
mm-hmm,
Mattingly, and then it's also the Hall of Fame presentation.
Right, it'll be a big night that night.
Big night. That's the only home game we have in February.
It is. Last year, whenever we missed games due to the snow, and when you go and you try to schedule those games the next year, a lot of people will want you to keep, like if you were supposed to play there, I want you to keep that, that game there. And it just worked out that last year we missed some games on the road, and those folks wanted to keep those games on the road because it was our turn to own the game. And that just happened.
Sure.
And it happened to a couple of games in February. And I tried every way to change things around. But with every girls team in the state of Kentucky trying to comply with Title IX and getting home games, 40% of our home games have to be on primetime nights, and y'all have got to work with each other. I just couldn't get it to change.
Of course, then after that game on the 3rd, then we go on the road to Reedland, St. Mary, two first region teams, and then we play Hopkins Central and Webster County. It'll be a tough game to end the regular season.
It will, but I'm really, this may sound silly, but I'm really looking forward to trying to progress up to that point and just see where we are, because I think that'll be a good indicator for us as to how ready we are for postseason to play Webster County at that time. So,
and we will play the district tournament at Lyon County, I believe, this year.
It is at Lyon County.
And we will play Livingston County again, a team that we played pretty good the first time, and then the second game it was not quite as close, I don't think, was it?
No, they beat us by quite a margin both times. First time we played them, I think it was a pretty even ball game in the first half. But, I think we've come a long way. When you play those district games early in the year, sometimes it's not a great indicator as to what you'll be like at the end of the season. And so, our goal now is to continue to improve and hopefully sneak up on somebody in that district tournament.
Let's talk a little bit about your personnel this season. Of course, I think everybody that has seen you play certainly can pick Bailey Brown out, because she's a top scorer, top ball handler, and just kind of your go-to player this year, and has had to really probably do a lot more than you ever expected or she ever expected this season.
Yeah, well, she's had to play with a lot of pressure. She's playing in a different spot than she was last year. You know, Jessie's been the point guard for 4 years, and so she stepped into that role, which is different for her. She played in the middle school all the time, but, you know, at the varsity level is a little bit different. But I think every defense that we've played is keyed on her, whether it's been in the full court or the half court or whatever, pressuring her, double-teaming her, and trying to force her to give the ball up. And you know, Bailey is plays basketball year-round and has developed herself into a nice player. And so she's handling things, I think, you know, again, getting better with every game. And she's got to be on the floor for us and got to be handling the ball and got to be getting people in the right spots. But along with that, other kids have got to step up too and help her with that when she does get double-teamed. And I think we've done a much better job of that in the Class A tournament with other kids doing just that. And so, you know, that's what we'll have to continue.
Caitlin Binkley had a double-digit game. Devanna Head, I think, had a double-digit game in the Class A. And then Chelsea Oliver, your young freshman who's coming on.
Right. And all three of them have to be able to handle the basketball some. And they're all three capable of bringing the ball down the floor, you know, if Bailey's getting double-teamed. And I think at the first of the year we were settling just to get it back to her and watch and say, go, Bailey, go, and hope that she can get it down herself. But I think we've kind of finally have learned that other people are going to have to help her out a little bit. And like I said, all three of those are very capable. I think we've gained some confidence the last few games, and so they're going to have to be able to help, but they're all capable of scoring too. So,
And they are scoring a little more. I see the maturity in those girls every game. I think, like you say, they're really starting to accept their roles a little more than you know, early on when just stand back kind of let Bailey.
Right.
It was the Bailey show.
You're right, right. And
you can't do that. You can't be so one-dimensional.
You can't. And you know, Bailey's got to get her head up and find people, and she's been doing a better job of that when she's been double-teamed. And other people have been moving to the ball a little bit better. And we've got Mary Mattingly back, who was out for a while. And I think Mary's presence just kind of is a little bit of a sigh of relief to have somebody else out there who's had that varsity experience before. And, you know, she brings that presence with her and a solid body to go out and compete. And she and Maggie Collins, you know, are kind of sharing that spot in the middle for us, and both are scrappers and bangers. And so, you know, they're capable of scoring and rebounding for us. So, like I said, we're all kind of finding our niche.
And you've got some young girls that's been working a little bit into the rotation, Kyla Moss, and Kayla Davis and Mallory McDowell and Summer Phillips.
I think that those kids, they have gotten a little more time, you know, each one kind of at random times, but they have to be able to play and give us some minutes, you know, not at great length, but they have to be able to spell some of those kids, you know, because when you're playing other teams that can run 8 or 10 kids in and you're trying to play 5 or 6, you know, fatigue sets in. And so they have to. And they are all scrappy and, again, all capable of holding their own when they get in there. It's just a confidence thing, and they're coming around.
Well, you've got some games here later in the season I believe you'll be competitive with, and I know you think the team's getting better. And what's the goal from here on out?
Well, like I said, I think we try not to take steps backwards. I think we try to continue to get better with every game. We have to be able to handle pressure because we know in the district tournament Livingston County's going to pressure us. We have to be able to defend a little better than we have. You know, that's something that's been a frustration all year long, but we're trying to switch up a few things defensively, add a little zone defense in there, and I think we've got to perfect that a little bit, but continue to try to work on our man-to-man skills, our man-to-man fundamentals, and we've got to be able to get better at that. But I just think that confidence level has to continue to rise, and if we do that, and if we will continue to play hard, I think our aggressiveness and intensity the last couple of games have just been a dramatic turnaround from the beginning of the year, and we have to continue playing that way.
Okay, to kind of skip ahead a little bit and go back to that Hall of Fame induction ceremony, I don't know if you know this, but Vanessa Gray, one of your old teammates, will be inducted this year, and she'll be there, and I know you look forward to that meeting her again.
I do. You know, I used to see Vanessa just about every year at the state tournament, but she's not coaching basketball anymore, and so I haven't seen her in the last two or three years, or I don't know. Time kind of gets away. It's probably 4 or 5 yeah. years or so, but it'll be nice to see her and reminisce with her. It's always good to get back with your old teammates, and she's very deserving. You know, very, very deserving of being in the Hall of Fame. She was a great, great guard, great shooter, great ball handler, and, you know, she was the quarterback of our team back in the day, and, you know, so I'm tickled to see her being done.
And she had a pretty solid collegiate career. You know, she went on and played at Wabash Valley and Murray State, where she ended up starting her senior year. So,
right.
Yeah, looking forward to having her back here, and Chad Perriman is the other inductee into the Hall of Fame. So we look forward to that on February 3rd. Good luck, Coach Hodge, with the last part of your season here and going into the district tournament.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You did good.